Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN's At the Track, the show that covers the roots of racing. PRN's At the Track is presented by Pro Fabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now, here's the host of PRN's At the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN At the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Georgia Racing Hall of Fame Board of Directors member Cody Dinsmore. Then we'll speak with a new voice you'll be hearing on the Performance Racing Network from Charlotte Motor Speedway next weekend during the Bank of America Roval 400, Michael Young. And we'll have a conversation with Longhorn Chassis' Steve Arpin. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Travelers Rest South Carolina goes to Luke Cooper. Chucky Duncan gets the checkers at Lawrence County. Brasstown, North Carolina to Colton Barong. Austin Wayne Self the victory at East Lincoln. Millbridge to Jaden Reyna. Donovan Jackson the checkers at Fayetteville. The Clock Trophy at Martinsville, Virginia to Trevor Ward. How about 77-year-old Bill Tesh crowned track champion in the late model and with Smoky Mountain, Tennessee to George Liu. Bobby Gifford wins at I-75. 411 Motor Speedway to Greg Martin. Travis Foltz the big trophy at Tazewell. East Alabama Motor Speedway to Hayden Cardwell. Austin Taylor a victory at Auburndale, Florida. And in Georgia at Swainsboro, Dustin Watkins and Ben Faircloth getting wins, while Dylan Beaver victorious at Sugar Creek. Lanier crowns Donovan Strauss track champion, and Oliver Gentry returns to victory lane at Rome. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, one of the board of directors at the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame, Cody Dinsmore. Hey, Cody, welcome to the show. Georgia Racing has such a rich history, but am I correct? Is there an underwater dirt track in the state of Georgia? Come on.
Well, you'd be right about that. And of course, they don't race there anymore. But yes, there is a dirt track underneath Lake Lanier, one of the biggest lakes in North Georgia. It was called Looper Speedway. It opened in 1947 or 48, I believe, and it lasted until about 1957. At that point, when the Corps of Engineers said, if you don't leave, we're going to flood the track, in which they did.
Wow. Board of Directors at the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame, Cody Dinsmore on the ProFabrication.com hotline, chatting with us about the history of really racing in general. And what can a fan see if they go and kind of help us find where is the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame and what can they see when they go there?
Well, the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame is located in Dawsonville, Georgia. And if you've
I've heard of that town. Some Elliot characters live there.
There's a couple of them. And then, you know, I really like to tell people that Chase is the seventh person from our little town that has ever won a race at Daytona Beach. Now, of course, him and his father is the only two to win on the big track, but still, that's a pretty interesting statistic from our little town. If you come to the Hall of Fame in Dawsonville, we recently renovated in 2021. It's a whole new museum. We've got everything from open wheel race cars from the 30s that would have went around the dirt tracks of, you know, Lakewood Speedway and stuff like that. We have Chase's first win car from 2018, Bill's first win car from 1983. One of my favorite cars is a 1939 Ford that Gober Sosby from Dawsonville raced to two Daytona victories in 1950 and 1951. That car's original has been restored, but appears just as it would have been on the beach. We've got Bill's record-setting car from 1987 that he won in the Daytona 500. He won the Busch Clash, the pole, the qualifier. You know, he won everything that year in 87.
Hold on just a second. Cody Dinsmore, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, board of directors of the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it at a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. But you mentioned open wheel with listeners you know, up in mid-America that certainly thrive on open wheels such, you know, who would they know or what car would they know from there at the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame?
Oh, you know, the open wheel cars that we have are more or less local people from the early 30s, late 30s, Speedy Morlock and Jimmy Baker, just interesting cars to look at. And, you know, you look inside of it and see, wow, people actually got in this thing.
Well, I'm sure that would be, you know, well worth the trip from even folks that are nearby the Knoxville, you know, Sprint Car Hall of Fame all the way through Indianapolis and the great museum they have up there. But The Georgia Racing Hall of Fame is a very, very special place, and we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Board of Directors member Cody Dinsmore, and you've got a new project that no matter where we are, we can also take a look at. What can you tell us about Peach State Speed?
Yeah, you're right about that. And that was just a little idea that I've had for a long time. I had some encouragement from some friends and family of mine to jump on it. And basically, Peach State Speed is a place where I'm making videos on YouTube and blog posts, and just a place where I can write about history, write about the obscure history that relates to really the people that helped get the stock car racing scene really started in Georgia. Because there's so many stories and so many pioneers that have been lost to time. You know, you may know the name, you may not know the stories. And the people that live those stories are gone. The people that know the stories are going. So this is a place where I can try and promote the history and keep it alive.
With Goober Soesby, you mentioned earlier in Daytona, and he drove a race car there. Why did he drive his race car?
He won at Daytona twice in 1950 and 1951.
Yeah, didn't he drive it like from Georgia somewhere down because of a wreck something?
One of my recent stories on the website tells about a time where he flat-towed his race car behind his family Buick. About halfway down, a friend of his was driving. The Buick went off the road and busted the radiator in the middle of the night. So he got the bright idea to hook the race car to the tow car and continued on the way to Daytona, pulling his tow car with the race car.
Get down to Georgia, down there to Dawsonville, and see our friends at the Georgia Racing Hall of Fame, including guest Cody Dinsmore. Thanks for joining us, Cody. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Ready to go 400 miles.
You got to give it everything you got.
It's about how hard you can get and keep moving forward.
And here we go, green flag in Las Vegas.
Now, if you know what you're worth, that's what you know what you're worth. You're better than that.
Trouble, it looks like Logano goes sideways, bounced off the wall.
William Byron has dominated. He gets the win at Las Vegas.
The South Point 400 in Vegas. Get tickets at LVMS.com. PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Your family's there, your friends are there, like, and you celebrate with them in Victory Lane. Like, that is just the coolest moment.
We were scrounging back in 22nd, 24th in points, something like where we're at now.
That's a parking lot. They should bulldoze it, but we go there anyway.
Come out here and race and try to do the best we can every week.
Definitely a little bit bittersweet, but mentally I've been prepared for it.
If it's happening in NASCAR, you'll hear it on PRN's Garage Pass. Check us out at goprn.com.
When you take a swipe at your teammate leaving pit road and then act like nothing happened, you know, I just don't know where his head's at. That's the conversation in the garage. How focused is he? Where's he at? What's he thinking about? Personally, I think the not making the playoffs and not coming back and running as well as he did has really set him back on his heels. He's just not come back yet.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me every Monday night for another great episode of Fast Talk right here on the Performance Racing Network.
I wish I had another drink. I wouldn't be so hot to sing. I should have taken time to think. Besides, I got the picture straight.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people, in store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Welcome back to PRN After Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, one of the voices that you'll be listening to Sunday, October 8th, for the Bank of America Roval 400. And if you've heard any of IMS or IndyCar Broadcasting's fantastic broadcasts, you might already know this voice. You probably do. Michael Young, welcome to the Performance Racing Network. And we're all excited to have you down here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Let's get to know you. First off, you do these IMS broadcasts and such. How much do you travel with the IndyCar circuit?
as far as IndyCar goes, it's every race for the entire season. So when we stay home, everybody basically with the IndyCar radio is from Indianapolis. So the month of May, and then with the Grand Prix, we get two races at home. But the other 15, actually 14, because there's another one that we do here in Indianapolis. Everything's on the road from Monterey, California to St. Petersburg, Florida, and everywhere in between. It's a busy season, not as busy as the Cup season, but we certainly stay busy in the IndyCar season as well.
Well, we're certainly fortunate with the Performance Racing Network and our friends at Motor Racing Network. You know, we get to split the shifts in the NASCAR world, and we're chatting with Michael Young, one of the voices that you'll be hearing Sunday, October 8th for the Bank of America Roval 400. He's on the profabrication.com hotline. And want to get to know him a bit, learn a little bit about the guy that will be calling some of the great action that you see turn after turn here at Charlotte Motor Speedway for that important playoff race. So what's your home track? What's a, you know, when you do get off the road and unpacked and everything else and take care of the family business, you slip out to anywhere of those great tracks in and around the Hoosier State?
Yeah, it's basically Lucas Oil Raceway Park is kind of the closest that I get. I always tell folks I'm an elephant ear machine away from being a carny. So for me, getting out on the weekends is a little rough, but when I do, if it's Lucas Oil, I can get out to Raceway Park, I do that. But Kokomo, Anderson, Terre Haute, any of those tracks, if there's time allowed, I hit those tracks. And of course, growing up in Northwest Ohio, I grew up in a little town called Delphus, and Limaland was the big track back then. So that's kind of where I cut my teeth, if you will.
Wow, absolutely. And a good grassroots guy now applying his trade in a much, much more glamorous setting with the world of IndyCar racing. And time to time, we get him here on the Performance Racing Network. Michael Young, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. You'll hear him Sunday, October 8th from Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Bank of America Roval 400, the NASCAR playoff race. Hopefully you've got your tickets. If you don't, charlottemotorspeedway.com be a great place for you to check those out. You'll still be able to bring your headsets and hear Michael and all of the Performance Racing Network throughout the Bank of America Roval 400. So you mentioned that other race that you do there at Indianapolis, and you get to cross paths with Doug Rice and some of our other folks from PRN. What is that integration like? And then you also bring some IMS folks here to the road course, the Roval at Charlotte. How is that? You say things like elephant ear. I think we call them funnel cakes. It's paddock for certain ones. It's garage for others. How does that lingo work?
Everybody, we assimilate pretty well together. And it was great the first time that we decided to have Doug Rice and the gang join us for the then Indianapolis Motor Speedway radio network to help us cover this Cup race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And it's just been a lot of fun between Pat Patterson and Brett McMillan, Brad Gilley, Jeff Hammond, all the guys that join us. You know, Doug is such a great ambassador for Cup racing, and to have him be a part of our broadcast of the Cup race here at the Brickyard Weekend. You know, Doug actually did the double one year and did pits for us for the Indianapolis 500. So just to be able to work with other professionals, I think it's interesting because as a kid, I grew up going to the Bristol race. My dad would get us tickets in the spring and the fall, and we always listened to PRN. I thought, wouldn't it be great if I was able to work with those guys when I got older? Well, I wasn't as young as I maybe led on to be at the time, but certainly got older enough to be part of this great program. And I think we admire everybody, right? You work with mm-hmm. There is, because we all have our specialties, but you put a different hat on any one of those broadcasters and they'll rise to the occasion. And it's that mutual admiration and being able to work with the best. It's one of those situations where there are no egos. Everybody, I think, admires everybody else, and we just have fun working with each other, and that's the magic of it.
Can't wait. Michael Young, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. He'll be one of the voices that you'll hear for the Bank of America Roval 400 on the Performance Racing Network Sunday, October 8th from Charlotte Motor Speedway, the NASCAR playoff race right here at CMS. And speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So you had talked about Limaland in the early days in Northwestern Ohio and such. When did you first grab a microphone? What was the occasion that brought you to the world of yip yapping on the speakers and such? What was that like?
It was odd how it all started. It was in high school. One of my teachers had a radio, TV, film type of course. So myself and another friend of mine would broadcast our high school football games. And we were horrible. I had no idea what we were doing. But it's that naivete and thinking that you're doing right and nobody really calls you out and say how horrible you are. So I started in high school. Then when I went to college, my high school basketball coach for the girls team actually went and coached the girls basketball team at the university I went to, Bowling Green State University, Northwest Ohio, and he asked if I would do PA for them. So my freshman year throughout my senior year, I did public address for the Bowling Green State University women's basketball team, kind of, you know, cut my teeth doing it there. And after I graduated college, went right to WIOT in Toledo, Ohio, did rock radio for several years, moved down to Indianapolis in 93 and worked at a alternative rock station down there. And it was an odd thing. The program director at the time said, "Hey, we need somebody to cover the Indianapolis 500. You like racing, don't you?" I said, "I love it." He goes, "All right, great. We'll call you track dude. You'll go to the track and you'll cover racing." I had a mullet. I did not fit in with the rest of the racing coverage type personnel at the time, but fit in, did it for a long time, got my first shot to do PA with IndyCar at several of the races throughout the year.
We got a checkered flag this, but we can't wait for you to be here with PRN for the Bank of America Roval 400. Michael Young on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
On the inside, Byron in the middle, Chastain up high.
Hamlin now beginning to come to the front. He's got the edge now. He'll take the lead away.
Brian Blaney sliding down into the grass. There was a lot of bumping and grinding. And Blaney noses into the infield retaining wall.
Ross Chastain doing a great job. Truex right there, big in his mirror as they race down the backstretch here. Harrison Burton is spinning down the back straightaway. Everybody going to the top side. Here comes Kyle Larson. Larson dives to the bottom of the racetrack. He wants to lead all four.
Chris Buescher has the edge and a spin off of turn four.
Yeah, we've got a ton of cars that are in this one, and Larson is certainly one of those cars.
Trouble coming out of turn four. Hamlin is sideways. The car spins down on the apron of the racetrack.
Byron takes that brightly painted number 24 to the front. He gets a big shove from Daniel Suarez.
This is PRN.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people in store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, we'll let him explain his title with one of the sport's biggest and most respected frameworks companies, chassis companies, if you're inside the sport, Longhorn Chassis. Steve Arpin is on the line with us. And give you a little bit of background about Steve. NASCAR Nationwide and Truck Series runs Junior Motorsports, that's Dale Jr.'s team. ARCA with Venturini, the premier team in the ARCA world. Global Rallycross with Chip Ganassi, global guy like him. Even a USAC Silver Crown car, those cars that, you know, you see running in the vintage Indy stuff. Carl Edwards. Famous Carl Edwards was his car owner back then. Steve Arpin, originally from Canada. All kinds of ways to not be involved with a dirt chassis company, and you end up being the guy there. Why? What's the story?
Well, first, great to hear from you, Lenny. Great to hear from you. It's been too long. And honestly, I'm just thrilled that we're doing something special enough to be able to be on a show like this and talking to you. So thanks a million for having me. But, man, I tell you what, it's like I grew up. When I was a little kid, my dream was to race dirt cars, right? Mm-hmm. And every kid's dream is ultimately to make it to NASCAR. Back then, it was, you see, Dale Earnhardt and Terry Labonte and Bobby Labonte and all these guys, and they're just such iconic names. That was always my goal. That was always my dream. And life took me so many directions, and it was pretty amazing to be able to ultimately find my way from a small town in Canada, growing up on a farm, to being down here in North Carolina, having the opportunity to do so much of what you just said there. Ultimately, when those opportunities happened for me, the dirt racing that I grew up with was what was still my passion, right? Like, I loved it. It was so cool, so much fun. But I wanted to make a living at it, and I wanted to make it my job, and I had to go a different direction and be able to do that.
So let's pause there. Let me tell them who you are again, because we got people in and out on these radio stations up and down the line. We're chatting with Longhorn Chassis, owner, operator, president, all kinds of titles he's got there now. My friend from our days with Spire Motorsports, Steve Arpin, is on the line. Fantastic. One of the most broad backgrounds in motorsports. When he made that transition finally down here to the Carolinas, it took him all over the world. The global rallycross stuff is still just amazing to see some of the shots and things that you did there to run, you know, at the high banks of so many of the world's famous tracks in NASCAR and ARCA and such with the great teams, and to even race with Carl Edwards, you know, as the owner on the owner's box in the USAC world. All of those things there building up to this, I've got to believe it's a symphony of great minds that you can call upon from your memories to get you here. When did you start realizing that, man, I'm learning a whole lot here and maybe I can have that dirt dream again?
It's all those things that you just described that just filled me full of experiences with some of the best people in the sport. Having the opportunity to work with Dale Jr., teammates with Danica Patrick. They're both incredibly successful, both on and off the racetrack, right? And so much to be learned there. And then obviously Carl Edwards has been a mentor of mine for a long time and provides so many opportunities for me. And then just being able to race all over the world. Like, I went from a small town dirt racer to racing in Brazil and Germany and Spain and just Barbados, all over the world. So, and then partnering with Chip Ganassi. It's like, Chip Ganassi, I don't care where you are in the world of motorsports, you know the name Chip Ganassi. And to be able to sit there and just absorb information from him and watch how he runs a race program and watch what he does.
So hold that thought, because we're closing in on the time limit. These things go by so fast, and we're chatting with Steve Arpin on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So this big, wide rainbow of a world of experiences. Now let's bring it down to the Longhorn Chassis brand that is significant in the world of dirt late model and dirt modified racing. What is your vision now going forward for the company?
Honestly, my biggest deal is just building good cars, good quality race cars that work for just every type of racer, from the Saturday night racer to the biggest names like Jonathan Davenport that travel to national tours and Kyle Larson and stuff like that, right? Like, I want the kids that were me so long ago to be able to hop in one of our cars and have a chance and go compete, provide equipment, provide support, provide everything they need to be able to go do that. And that's our goal here. And it's been going absolutely incredible.
Longhorn Chassis, Steve Arpin on the profabrication.com hotline. When you go in the office each day and such, and there's situations here and there, so many different memories from those mentors you described. Do you have one or two, you know, like Chip Ganassi? I like winners. We know that one. But what, you know, something that stayed with you from those guys that you've now taken to Longhorn to help develop it that much more than already the foundation was.
Honestly, I would say one of the biggest things that stuck with me, and this was a piece of advice that came from both my partner and Paul and John Leach that has supported me from when I started ARCA Racing, and they're partners now in Longhorn, and Dale Jr. also said it to me. It's like no matter what the situation, just always do the right thing. And honestly, that's been something that's really been ingrained in me. And there's so many opportunities that things go. This is a passion sport, right?
Sure.
Things go every which direction. And the biggest thing that's really helped us kind of grow to where we're at now is just always being very mindful, just doing the right thing, whether it's financially beneficial, whether it hurts, regardless of what it is, you just got to always do the right thing. And things will work out as they may in the end.
Longhorn Chassis, Steve Arpin on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Well, we got listeners interested. If there are ones that would like to find out more information about Longhorn Chassis, whether it's the late model or the modified, how can they find it and how can they get in contact with your crew there?
Absolutely. Well, we're always available down here. If you're ever in the area, in the North Carolina area for a NASCAR race, anything, we're 20 minutes from Charlotte Motor Speedway. So be sure to look us up and feel free to stop by and just come take a tour. And otherwise just all over social media. We've got a new website that's going to be launching here in the next month or so, and that'll be longhornchassis.com. But for the time being, just all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that, we can just at Longhorn Chassis and you'll be able to find us.
A new name in the world of Longhorn Chassis, Steve Arpin, a fantastic background, a great human being, and a longtime friend of mine. I appreciate you taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Home. It's where the heart is. Home is where we keep our most precious memories. Home is where the party starts early and ends with a bang. Home is where the kids play, and the big kids too. Home is where you let loose with a pre-race concert featuring Riley Green.
Bring it home!
The Bank of America Rovo 400, Sunday, October 8th. Visit charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome home.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Paul Shad in Charlotte with Kathy Martindale in Nashville here on Z-Max Racing Country from PRN.
We're so proud of bringing you the best singers in country music and the biggest stars in NASCAR.
Kyle Larson, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I was up at the Hendrick Complex. That place is absolutely unreal.
It's the nicest facility, you know, in the Cup Series for race shops.
Z-Max Racing Country.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Next weekend, Sunday, October 8th, the NASCAR playoff race is at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the twisting, turning, drama-filled Bank of America Roval 400. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN's At the Track was presented by ProFabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins, and by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. This is the Performance Racing Network.